Welcome to the Popcorn Talk Network, for the online broadcast network that features movie discussion, news, and interviews. Press one.
Popcorn Talk. We talk movies.
Let those who worship evil's might beware my power. Green Lantern's light.
From the Popcorn Talk Network, the online broadcast network for movie talk, and the schmoes know, this is DC Movie News, bringing you the most up-to-date discussion and commentary within the DC Universe.
I should have shaved.
Say goodbye to 2015, bitches!
That's right! This is the final DC Movie News show on the Popcorn Talk of the 2K15, y'all!
2K15.
That's right. What's up, everybody?
That's the year.
How y'all doing?
Hey, guys. We took a little time to give you some non-Star Wars news.
Yeah. Finally. Dude, traffic in... I just got a bitch for a second. Thanks to Star Wars and the holidays, traffic in Los Angeles has been horrendous.
I'm going tonight.
Created the perfect storm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, just terrible. It took me like... I went on a 15-mile radius around town today. It drove about
You're Star
hours.
Warsing tonight?
Uh-huh. At 11:30. Nice.
Awesome.
Are you going to stay awake for it?
It's actually not tonight. It's tomorrow night, but I wanted to sound cool.
No, okay.
Because I was like, I haven't heard about the Wednesday screenings.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it'd be a really cool person.
I told you when I'm going to see it, right?
No, I'm
going at 5:10 in the morning on Friday. Because we're shooting FX Movie Download tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
So what happens is
are you doing Man of Steel?
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or Friday. I'm not sure of the order.
Okay.
We're doing White House Down and Man of Steel, but we're interviewing Roland Emmerich. And I'm going to also talk to Roland Emmerich about Independence Day Resurgent, which I was, like, impressed by the trailer.
Crazy.
And I did not expect to be. But so we shoot Thursday, and then people are going to come in Friday, haven't seen the movie. And I couldn't get tickets Friday night, you know, or Thursday night, rather.
So you didn't want to deal with everybody.
Right. So then I found tickets at the Chinese Theater at 5:10 in the morning.
Open at 5:10 in the morning?
I think they're going like 24 hours with this thing. I think kept adding shows.
I don't even know how to concentrate on you right now. And every time we flash to Johnny on this, in his sweater.
Well, aren't you used to it by now? We were hanging out with it the other night.
No, I know. I can't.
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of Quato on Total Recall.
This was my plug to get people from iTunes to come over to YouTube.
The Yuletide.
So they can look at the sweater.
Oh, yeah.
See what I did?
The Yuletide spirit is flowing through me.
I don't get what that means.
Quato from Total Recall?
No, what the
Yuletide. Yuletide cheer. It's holidays. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm hanging out with two Jewish people. That's right.
That's
I forgot
thing.
About that.
Yuletide?
It's Yuletide. It's like Christmas time.
There's a Yule log.
I got you, Johnny.
Thank you.
Wait,
thank you, Alexis.
It's all good.
But wait a second.
I'm a Gentile.
So just...
Yes. So
you know the guy from Total Recall, right? The Schwarzenegger from Total Recall, and he picks up and he's like, "I am Quato."
Yeah,
he's like this little guy inside of his stomach.
I am Quasto. Same thing.
Yeah, Quasto.
I mean, come on.
Quato. There you go.
I'm going to say this early for you guys who are in the chat currently. We're going to do a question part of our show. So make sure right now, if you are live on YouTube with us, you ask your questions because it's our last episode of the year. So we are going to answer.
We don't even know if we're going to be back next year.
Yeah.
We have not been picked up for 2016 yet.
I mean, technically we'd have.
All right. That's like your sensuality.
Yeah, you're doing
it. What are you talking about?
You're PG-13ing us.
I'm not swerving. I have not seen a contract. I don't know if we're coming back for 2016.
You saw a contract the first time?
Oh, good point.
Yeah.
There was no contract the first time.
You're on your own free will?
Every show could be our last. Who knows?
Okay.
Every night could be our last.
Don't say such things.
It's good to know.
I don't like it.
Oh, I love Alexis being the voice of God right now.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
You can also see my face a little bit.
Can we?
Yeah, look, I'm up here.
Oh, there you are.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Hi.
All right, so... I don't know if Mikey... Hopefully Mikey Christmas shows up. We'll see. He's also...
Speaking of having a Yuletide log up your butt, that's Mikey Christmas right now.
Mikey Christmas.
I really don't understand. A Yuletide log? Why do you...
Let's not worry about the Yuletide log.
That's the one that burns in the fireplace on Channel 73 when you just go on and it's like the Yuletide channel.
Yeah, it's almost
like... But why
like,
do they still do that?
It's like when you can't afford a fireplace, you put it on your TV and it looks romantic.
I think it's a website now.
Okay.
Could be.
I've done that before, actually.
Yeah.
Let's get to this, though. New posters released today, y'all.
Oh, that was today?
Yeah.
Okay, some hot-looking posters.
Just hours ago. Let's get to them posters.
See those posters.
Three new for BVS. We're going to get them on the screen for you.
Three for B.
VS.
So do you think they released them today because this way they're going to be in the theaters during Force Awakens when everybody's there? So they're just going to put like as much Batman v Superman in your face as possible?
I think maybe.
I think so.
But I think it's stupid to release anything that isn't in the theaters because nobody's talking about things that aren't Star Wars right now. Like, this poster, well,
but,
so many will miss.
But think about this, though. You go in this theater to see Star Wars. What's the next massive motion picture event? It's March 25th, yeah. BVS. So they see those posters. They're already in a good mood to see Star Wars. They're like, oh, I can't wait to see that in 3 months. Yeah. That's what's going on.
Definitely. No, it's definitely, they're going to be in the theaters. I mean, you could argue, yeah, this is definitely the next massive film. I was going to say Deadpool, but nowhere near as massive as BVS is going to be, I would say. And, you know.
There we go.
That is.
We're getting the posters.
So.
Robo-Bet.
That's my favorite.
It just looks like a fake, amazing, perfect creature.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't look like a person in that.
It doesn't look like a person. It just looks like a lot of things.
A whole lot of things.
Interesting choice of if you're going to put Batman on the poster. Very interesting choice.
Well, I think that it's, I mean, I know a lot of people have been giving him, like, crap about his armor, but I feel like if you're going to go against Superman, you're going to need all you got.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I mean, this is the Dark Knight Returns armor. I think it's awesome that we're seeing it on a poster.
Heck yeah.
That one is good. This one, very angry Superman. Yeah. If some of you are familiar with the Alex Ross painted covers of Kingdom Come.
I love those.
This looks very much like Kingdom Come Superman.
But
he looks pissed
look
off.
Look like Henry Cavill.
No, he looks all gaunt and sort of like, he looks like a cross between a Blue Steel Zoolander and Alex Ross painted Superman.
That's the kind of look you give when like your roommate drinks your coconut water and didn't tell you.
Yeah.
I have to say that for me.
It's Mikey Christmas!
Guys.
Oh my God. Mikey Christmas.
Sorry, guys.
Oh, wait, you gotta put the headphones on. It's your entrance music.
This is epic.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Alexa.
Oh, and you bought presents.
No presents for you.
Johnny, what are you
You're
doing?
Amazing.
The music is so epic, I can't even control myself.
Guys, this is my name. This is my name.
Oh, my God. Mikey Christmas.
I'm here, guys. Sorry about that.
Find him on Twitter at Mike Kalinowski, everybody, which we never introduced ourselves yet. That's the best part about it.
Well, we are mystery
That's
man.
Your job, Johnny.
I know. I'm at Jay Quasto. She's at Roxy Stryer. He's at Adam Gertler. Welcome to the show. Should we open these now or do it after?
No, you can do it at the end, maybe.
Okay.
Yes, we'll have presents at the end. First, you have to do your work. First, you have to do the show. Right
chat
now,
roll's going crazy. Just everyone.
Oh, God.
Mikey Christmas.
Everybody's like, going crazy. Everyone missed you.
I missed you, Mike. Could you turn your mic around so I can hear you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll help, right?
Everyone's going nuts for Mikey Christmas.
Did you wear red on purpose for the holidays?
It's my. That's the only
that's
red
rough.
I have.
I wouldn't say that's Christmas.
I can't compare with that thing.
We matched. No, you look good, man.
Yeah, I mean, we've actually have the lights turned off in the room right now. What? It is only Johnny's sweater that's illuminating the room.
It's my aura.
How fantastic is this weather, man?
Yeah, sorry, it's pretty great. I agree with you. It's cold. Anyone who wants to know what we're talking about, like JT Shadow in Australia, it's cold here in Los Angeles right now.
For us.
So what do you think
of
the
poster? My favorite poster of all time, guys.
Yo.
God.
I do like the logo. My favorite part about this poster is seeing the Wonder Woman logo on a major movie poster for the first time since ever.
That is incredible.
Yes. This is something we have never, ever seen on a film poster before. Am I wrong?
No, let's go for it.
Yeah! This is actually happening right
Wonder
now.
Woman.
That might be my favorite out of the three.
I'd hang this one up in my bedroom before any of the other ones.
Yeah,
same here.
Yeah.
I'm going that one, Robo-Bat, Superman, in my
I was a little disappointed we don't see him in his regular suit, but... I know that's the iconic
suit. I think it's cool. I think, because you know why it's a cool poster to be in the theaters? People are going to be like, why is Batman in a robot costume?
Wait, I heard someone are you imitating with that?
Oh, that is Johnny Filmgoer, who is not a geek, does not listen to podcasts.
But not
Johnny Costa, and not Mikey Christmas. Johnny Filmgoer is like, well, I've seen a Batman movie before.
Yeah, I mean, Michael Keaton and the Jack Nicholson guy.
Exactly.
You know?
I didn't know this was a universal voice.
Everybody knows
too.
That voice.
I can be Johnny Filmgoer.
Why is this going to be any different? You know?
Mine is more like this. Why does Batman have the suit on?
I had one guy on Facebook, he was like, my Batman, Iron Man, all of this sudden. And I was just like, come on.
Is your guy droopy? That's what it sounds like.
Oh, boy.
Droopy dog.
Batman's Iron Man.
I'm having so much fun. Can we just fawn over the
and
Wonder
listen,
Woman poster?
It's not an Iron Man suit. It's an impact snoot.
snoot.
It's an impact snoot, according to.
That's
look
also
at that
new.
One.
That's a new Trinity poster.
I think that's a fan made because I've had that.
Is that really? Fan made?
I had that.
Ooh, that looks suspiciously oh, fan made.
Dude, I thought
my
that was.
Not from, that's my on my phone screensaver for like a couple months now.
Yeah,
that looks good.
I thought that was official.
That's fantastic.
Because that was just. I just found an article today that had it in there.
No, I want her.
You know why I don't believe that that is. Even though they spoiled it in the trailer that they eventually team up, that's them clearly teaming up. That's not BV anything.
It wasn't a spoiler in the trailer. It was just part of the trailer. They didn't spoil anything. It was in the synopsis.
Yes.
But her leg. Agree to disagree.
People are saying
let's not go back there again. I just think it was a dumbass idea to show it in the trailer. I don't think that they would show it in the poster.
But people are we'll complaining see. About her size. Her leg in that pit poster.
It's beefy.
I mean, yes, we could do whatever. There might be Photoshop, but look at her, man. She's fantastic.
Doing squats, man.
Leg press. Squats.
Yeah. Putting in that work.
So we like the posters, guys?
Yeah.
We absolutely love
everyone, the girls are kind of like, Henry Cavill doesn't look that good.
That's what I'm saying.
He doesn't. He's not looking sexy.
It's
he
not,
looks
no,
mean
it's
and
not
gaunt.
That he doesn't look sexy. It's that it doesn't look like him, and it's confusing.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
Well, wait, that's semantics. I mean, he doesn't look sexy. Doesn't he normally look kind of sexy?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean sexy. That there's only one kind of sexy. Like, he doesn't not look sexy. He just doesn't look like him.
He looks smoldering.
He looks surly.
He looks really pissed off.
It looks like the shot of him coming down the hallway.
You know what? But okay, so think of it. Like, Batman. We know what's going on, but do you think, like Johnny Filmgoer, like,
what's
who doesn't
going
know,
on with those
he's
movies?
Like, why is Superman angry, Batman, Iron Man, and,
why are they fighting?
Why is it so hard to be angry? That's what it is. Like, why is Superman looking so angry? Because
the world
so
hates
hard.
Him.
He's an alien.
So
people hate him. Batman's trying to kill him. Wouldn't you be mad?
Yeah, but it's because he looks like such a force for him. It's not supposed to be his face.
I don't think it's forced.
Like.
I think Cavill's pulling off the mean face quite well.
Well, Johnny
because
Filmgoer
here's the thing.
Disagrees.
The fact that you don't find it attractive means he's doing a great job of being angry.
I'm normally
Am I wrong?
Johnny Filmgoer's like, I'm normally not gay, but sometimes I'm attracted to him, but I'm not attracted to him in that poster.
All right, Johnny,
that's wrong.
I'll give you that.
See?
I'll give you that.
There you go. Fine. He's not supposed to look cute when he's angry.
No.
He's not me.
He's Superman.
Cute as a button.
Kyle says he's always sexy, quote, Mike 2015. Did you say that?
Probably.
He's always sexy. Henry Cavill? I don't go for that team, but...
I ain't gonna argue.
He's like the guy that plays Luke Cage. I'm like...
Hey. We ain't gonna
argue. Confused.
We see
it. It says Adam House is a spoiler if you've been talking about it for over a year now. Sorry, continue.
What's that? What? I just say if you're gonna call some movie Batman v Superman, don't show them teaming up in the poster, man.
Yeah.
I mean, okay. We can argue, you know, that's all.
All right, anyway,
but they didn't because it was a fan-made poster.
Chat roll's on fire tonight. I love everyone.
Yeah, hey guys, on fire.
Y'all I like that we can it. See the chat roll.
Did you guys all retweet it?
What?
Maybe that's why people are coming to the chat room.
No, well, I've been putting tweets out like a mug.
Yeah, I did that this morning.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I was up early.
The link and all that.
But speaking of the trailer, we have some enlightening news about the trailer.
It came out. It's fantastic.
But you know what is really weird? I will say this. Why are we getting all this news from, like, the production designer and the costume designer?
Who's
in charge of disseminating information over at Warner Brothers DC? Because,
I'm telling you, they clear
like,
it.
Disney seems to have it way more under control.
Mm-hmm.
Just an observation.
You mean all the information comes from one place over
no,
at
No, just the way it's yeah, the way, like, when they're going to release something, it seems like... When it's released and who says it, it's not like the costume designer in Brazil or like the production designer talking to someone else, and it doesn't feel like the kind of information that it just is a weird way to be disseminating information.
And I don't know if it's because Marvel's all keeps it more in house, but like his name's Ryan Meinerding. He does a lot of the concept art for the movies for Marvel. He's their guy. But like with DC, like or Marvel, I don't know who the costume designer for Civil War was, but for Batman vs Superman, we know who these people are, and they're getting the press. So I'm sure.
Yeah,
I don't know if Warner Brothers is pushing them.
It could be the fact that their job is already done, so they don't feel
or
the pressure
it's been done for a while,
right? So they don't feel
okay,
the pressure.
So there was some pieces of information about the Doomsday thing that while maybe maybe the reason that he was saying it was because it kind of alleviated some of the pressure about the fans. Lay it on us.
All right, so
say it, Johnny.
BVS production designer Patrick Tatopoulos. Love that name.
Wow, gotta marry him.
Here you go. You should.
Roxy Tatopoulos.
I like that.
Good Greek name.
I love that. Doomsday is an evolution, essentially. Fans may be aware of the death of Superman's story, but this is handled in such a new way. When the film is called Batman v Superman, it really has lots of levels to the meaning. Superman isn't just killed off at the end of something. We see how he evolves as a part of Lex's plan to protect the world. Seeing the Superman we know be gone and then replaced with this reproduction is really going to make fans think of how we look at super beings. It was especially interesting to figure out How would you create Superman from Zod? Then how would that evolve into Doomsday?
Wait, guys, wait, the pause. Chat, yeah, every single person in the chat. Everything is fake. This article is fake.
Article is fake. Don't bother.
What?
Fake. Yes.
Also,
fake article.
Roxy, I'm a little hurt. I thought we were getting married, and you're supposed to take my last name. What's happening?
I will do that. Any
Roxy
day.
Torres.
You know, girl.
Oh, has this been
Mike,
debunked?
Look at the chat. Roxy,
I'm looking, yeah, Trevor. I'm looking, buddy.
Who writes a fake article?
Man,
what kind of douche?
Onion. I don't know.
I'm looking, Trevor. I'm looking.
It's not the freaking Onion.
Yeah, but they have a little like 10 seconds.
Trevor.
Guys, that's just what.
It was from comingsoon.net.
It went out. I'm sorry.
It got a lot of traction, and then I guess it's been. You know what? If it has been recounted, it's because I've been off. Off the internet trying to avoid Star Wars spoilers.
Apparently, I don't got time. I don't got time to fact check. I find stuff. Here we are. So apparently, it's confirmed.
Thanks,
Eric. Literally 165 people telling us that this is fake.
All right.
It's amazing.
Well, then you know what? It was fun while it lasted.
You want to know who knew it was fake? I did. Just saying.
Oh, did you?
How did you know it was fake?
She's like, no.
You fool of it.
But here's an interesting thing, though. Here's an interesting thing about this. We still don't know why Superman is bowing to Lex Luthor at certain parts in the trailer.
Oh, I got something I got to bring up for you guys.
So, you know, there's still that whole thing. Like, what is going on there? Is that mind control? Is that a clone? This article, fake or not fake, seems to intimate that, like, you know, it would be like a Bizarro that then mutates into something else. But, you know, there's a lot of people that want it to be Doomsday. But you know what's also weird about this movie, and no other movie has ever had this? Every time something's come out, like, you know, like, everyone wants that to be Wraith. You know, nobody thought that Batman was actually Batman. The Joker wasn't actually Joker. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just really weird how people are in denial about who's playing who. It's just very weird. Like, oh, that's not really Batman. It's an offshoot of it's another thing. You know,
I still feel like
Joker is formerly Robin, and it's evidenced by a tattoo of a bird.
I still feel like Doomsday's not the be all end all.
I don't think so either.
Otherwise, we wouldn't have seen it in the trailer like that so blatantly. I think there's another swerve, man.
I don't know if there's going to be another villain, but I don't think that's his final form.
Well, listen, okay, maybe not. I hope not.
All right, let's move on.
I just hope not because I want to know that there's more surprises. We always want to know that there's more in store.
To address this thing real quick, I saw someone brought this up online. It was really great thing. How Batman, Superman fans, we're supporting this, we're trying to defend it, and a lot of people have a blind eye. And someone said the new wave of B versus S complaints. They say they shouldn't have showed the "Is she with you" line in the trailer.
Right.
Superman, Star Wars trailer comes out, it's like, Chewie, we're home.
Yeah.
Everyone goes ape shit. I would have rather seen that in the movie. But like
I totally disagree with you.
But for Star Wars fans, everyone so why are not Batman and Superman fans?
I'll tell you why.
Other people going,
I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because people were very, you know, Han Solo giving them that thing, that kernel that ties the movies together.
Right.
Again, for a general public, a lot of people didn't know that.
It's made for more for me.
It really touched people in a lot of ways. And here's ultimately why you can't complain. If people are upset about it, you're just like, well, you're mad at this or not mad at this. It ultimately has to do with the feeling that people are left with.
Yeah.
And the feeling that people were left with overall from the Star Wars trailer was warmth, was tears, was excitement. From this, whatever the reason is, it's caused a lot of controversy. So rather than trying to determine why it's controversial, maybe you should focus on the fact that why weren't people feeling the same chills from this trailer?
Good
That's
point.
What you should focus on. It doesn't matter why, and it doesn't matter if he's Doomsday or Wraith or anything. The fact is, this trailer didn't give people chills. It didn't get people excited.
I wouldn't go that far.
Okay, here's a good point. Then we'll say the chill.
You're wrong.
The chill point of
they should have look at the reaction.
I've been wrong.
But okay, how come then with the Avengers trailer when they do the money shot of all them spinning around in the center there, people are like, yes, finally. But the three of them are standing there facing off. We're like, nope, shouldn't have shown that. What's the difference between the Avengers one and the Trinity?
The difference?
Yeah.
One worked, one didn't.
The Trinity worked for me though. When I saw the three of them.
Listen, if it worked for you, it worked for you. But you're asking me, you're trying to like rationalize, if they showed this here, it should work here. It doesn't matter. All that matters is a feeling that people are left with, and it didn't have that feeling.
So why is this feeling with Batman and Superman? Everyone's against it. Why is that?
I don't think everyone's a strong word. Look, I think after the Comic-Con trailer, everyone was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I think this one, bumping it up to 3.5 minutes wasn't necessary.
I'll tell you why. Because there were certain beats that didn't ring true with audiences. That's all it comes down to, okay? Lex's portrayal. There were just Doomsday. There were things throughout the trailer that didn't ring true with people. You can try to defend it or rationalize all you want, but ultimately, it's not a reflection of how good the movie is because no one's seen the movie.
Sure.
But at this point, people have responded to the trailer, and you can't browbeat people into liking something. Like, oh no, you're wrong.
All right, let's hold on for a second because we've got in the chat. Violet Purple Lilac Day says, "I got chills." Casey Nawari says, "You're crazy, dude. I love BVS trailer."
Johnny Laquasso said, "Agreed. I'm still down with the trailer."
Listen, I might be crazy, but that has nothing to do with anything.
Theo Cabala said, "I saw my childhood come to life."
Yes.
So while I agree with you, there are plenty of people that agree with Mike, and I think that it's no, you're wrong.
What you're wrong about is the overwhelming opinion. We live in a time where everybody chimes in, right? Where we have a vote for everything. We have a Rotten Tomatoes meter, right? And I'm not saying you're wrong if you felt that way, okay? You're allowed to feel however you want. But when you look at the aggregation of responses, you can't say that this trailer affected people the way that the Star Wars did.
No, you can't say
that it affected people the way that the Civil War trailer did. And I gotta say, I'm a huge DC fan. I didn't get affected the way I got affected with the Civil War fan, where I got, like, chills. I was upset. I was not emotionally invested in this trailer. These people were not coming alive as three-dimensional people
But is it because you already saw the Comic-Con trailer, which already had a lot of the footage in there, so you kind of expected some of it?
I think it has more to do with the fact that I've seen Star Wars movies, I've seen the Marvel movies, and I've grown with these characters they've developed. I haven't met these people yet. That's why once I see the film, it might be totally different.
That's a fair assumption. And people were not going apeshit for an Iron Man trailer when the first Iron Man came out because they were like, what is this?
But I was going nuts for an Iron Man trailer when that came out.
Everyone
was like, I could not believe how that
looks. Let's move on.
Moving on.
The trailer. Hey. Go ahead.
Moving on.
Yep.
So Roxy's going to have to leave pretty soon, unfortunately. What do you want to cover before you leave? Want to do that?
There were some really cool questions. I want to make sure we get to those in general, but I don't know.
Okay, any other big news things that we had?
Big things.
Well, let's do some questions for Roxy before she leaves. Let's do that. Then we'll just jump around.
Questions for Roxy.
It's the last show of the year. There's no rules.
We haven't talked about this in a little bit, so I thought it was a nice end of the year question. This is coming from @KDog. What are you most excited about seeing in BVS? So what is the thing that you are number one most excited about seeing?
That's so general.
It is, but what is the number one thing you're most excited about? Mine would be seeing Wonder Woman. That's what I'm most excited about the entire movie, seeing her.
I'm on the same boat, Roxy.
Yeah.
I want to see whether it's Batman or Superman knocked down on the ground and he takes his hand and they grab hands and he helps him up. And there's that moment of...
That moment
between the two of them. For me as a kid growing up, I never was one of those things. I have to see them fight. I have to see them team up together.
Yeah.
You know, no, I can't, like Bruce saying, I can't do this alone. I need you. You know, I need your help. That's what I need. Or just the Batcave and him walking around and seeing the 20 years of history that we're going to be able as fans to go, oh, what's that? What's this? Because they've even said there are multiple Batmobiles in this film. And that doesn't mean they're driving around, but there could be a garage. And they've even said the one that he drives in the movie was Kit Bash from other ones. They've said these, and there's a technical journal coming out that says, you know, Batmobile things and this and that.
Well, I know there's different modes of this Batmobile.
But I think, and they've even said, this car has been kitbashed from other ones.
Okay.
So, we could see pieces of one. So the story is like, what happened to that Batmobile? What is this? So, it's stuff they might not even talk about in the movie, but I'm like, I gotta see.
I think for me, in general, just seeing Batman action. Just like action scenes of Batman taking on multiple...
And the Comic-Con trailer, one where he's like smashing the one
guy. Exactly. I've always said, like, I always loved Zack Snyder's depiction of that kind of action in The Watchmen. Like, from the opening scene, very visceral,
I feel
very
like you've said this is your Batman, too. Like, the previous Batmans that we've seen haven't really necessarily been the Batman you want to see, even if they were great.
I that's what I'm really hoping for. That's what I'm most excited about. You know, and obviously I love Batman, so...
Johnny, what's yours?
Two things. Two reveals. The reveal of Aquaman and when we find out what the big threat is. That moment when they're both like, oh shit. Like that moment.
So Doomsday.
Well, I don't know. We don't know. Remember that is.
Okay, next question.
Well, cheers, Rox.
Next question, and then I'm going to have to leave, so somebody's going to have to take over the questions. I love you guys. This is coming from @ParadoxKid.
I love this question.
He says, hi, guys. This year, who's been your fave character portrayal from DC TV
watch
and why?
Good question.
It's time for Maxi's chance.
TV
what?
Time.
We don't even have time for your news on this week.
We don't even have time. What are you guys thinking? What's your favorite character portrayal from DC TV?
I got mine, but go ahead.
Roxy, it's your question.
No,
Mikey Christmas.
Jay Garrick.
Ooh. I love the guy. I love the actor.
He is kind of you.
I love the character.
He seems so exactly earnest. Like you.
He's so, and I want to see him and Caitlyn together.
He is you.
I related to him. I was drawn to him.
What about you, LaCosto?
And Pevy Spit.
I'll be honest. I mean, it's not necessarily my favorite show, but I am completely in love with how Melissa Benoist is Superman.
That's a great call. Especially, I'm falling in love with her more every week.
Especially this week's episode where like she had to show the emotion and just like everything she does is just... Like, I'm not necessarily impressed with all the actors. I'm just going to say, with all the actors in the DC TV shows and the Marvel TV, I'm not really necessarily that impressed. But Melissa Benoist, to me, has just been phenomenal.
They're giving her a lot of emotional stuff. She gets to, like, have at it a lot. And I love that, too. That's
she's
a great
amazing.
Call.
She's just been...
I got to give probably... she's a strong dark horse coming up in third. Mm. Second would be Grant Gustin. But I got to give
actor.
It... I got to give it to Constantine. I love the guy. All he's right. the most charming.
A couple of new channels
impressive. Yeah, that to me... his portrayal is so freaking good.
Okay.
It's great.
Mine will always be Grant Gustin, but my favorite surprise one... Sierra Renee is hot girl. I think she kills
See,
it.
So
I
disagree.
I think she legitimately knocks it out of the park.
She's a knockout.
She's perfect, and I cannot wait until Legend.
She's a knockout.
Enough of that to
Look,
agree with
she's
that.
A knockout. I don't think her performance was that great, but I'm not going to pass judgment.
And can we throw it out? I mean, in the chat's saying a lot. I think across board we agree is Cisco.
Yeah,
that guy's just very good. Brilliant his, on that show.
He is so good.
Coming from Broadway,
he sells those lines. I mean,
as an actor, he's just
that's great.
Yeah, he's hysterical.
I love comedic timing, and he's really good at it.
Alexis, wait, what were you saying? Cisco and Grant?
I said Cisco and Grant from Flash. I just feel like Flash is just one of my favorite movies. Yeah. TV shows
yeah.
right now.
I also dig Commissioner Gordon.
And yeah,
I like
I
him too. I like him too.
Yeah, really
I just the show is up and down.
A little seesaw-y on that show.
It's a little seesaw-y, but I do
Thea.
Like
Thea. I love Thea too. I think she's like one of the most.
She came around.
Yeah, she
first
did.
Season
but
or
for
two.
Me,
what do you guys think? I hope everybody in the chat roll is chiming in.
Yeah, they are. They're agreeing about Constantine, Slade Wilson, Supergirl, Flash, Joe West.
Slade Wilson was the guy from Spartacus, right?
No.
Really?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was
Manu.
It was Crixus. Manu Bennett.
Yeah, Manu Bennett.
Melissa Benoist.
I love that guy.
Yeah.
But he hasn't been around this season.
Why isn't he doing more stuff, that guy? Why isn't he in everything?
Damian Dark. There's a lot of different things in here. Okay, I have to go. I'm leaving you guys with one more question.
Okay.
This is from @BatBoy1989, who's been a fan of the show from day one, I think. So thank you so much. Who will impress most in BVS? Ben, Henry, or Gal?
Oh, yeah, that was a great question.
Who impress most?
I think Ben. Bye, guys. Love you.
Bye, Roxy.
Happy 2015. I'll see you guys in 2016. I love you guys so much.
I will see you next year.
Take your gift. Oh, do you guys have
one for me?
They're all the same.
Take your card.
Take your card.
I want the red one.
You pick one. Take the red one.
There
you go, young lady.
There you go, lady.
Thank you.
Bye, sweetheart.
Enjoy.
Is it a Flash season
I'm
one box set?
It's
Grant Gustin.
I'll grab it, Roxy.
All right. Bye, girl. We'll see
Bye.
You.
Bye, Roxy. Here for all three of us.
And with Roxy goes all of our viewership.
Yep, it's going to drop down
I love how
now.
In the comments, because I try not to read the YouTube comments too much, but it's like, he was a jerk, and he was a jerk. Roxy's so hot. Yeah. I watch it for Roxy.
Thank God for her hot.
Thank God for the chick.
Alexis, please put yourself on camera as much as possible.
Now it's a sausage
Thank
fest.
You. Keep yourself on there.
Sausage King.
Anytime I speak, just put your face over it.
Oh, no.
Oh, Jesus, look at this.
That's not what I want.
Why do I keep lowering the seat?
Okay,
so who will impress?
So I think if she's good, Gal Gadot.
I want her to be it because I want her to shut everyone up.
Because that will impress everyone the most.
Yes.
So if she's great, if Ben Affleck's great, it'll be like, okay, well that will be very impressive.
Right.
Henry Cavill, we kind of know what we're getting.
Mm-hmm.
So I think who I think will impress the most is Ben Affleck.
Agreed.
With all the haters. Who I hope impresses the most is Gal Gadot. Shut up, people.
You said it perfectly.
I think Ben will do just knock it out. For most people, a lot of people, this will
be
their Batman.
Okay, listen. I don't want people to think that I hate the trailer. I'm just trying to not be a blind fan and see both sides.
Yes.
You guys understand I want this movie to be so good. And I love when people put up that one little smile of Affleck as Bruce Wayne and they put it right next to the animated series Bruce Wayne when we talked about it.
Yeah.
And then it was like the same look. That gets me very excited.
Yeah.
I'm going Ben as well because, you know, Wonder Woman's not necessarily going to be in it as much. I think Affleck is going to kill it.
I think
there you go.
I think, and I hope, Lex, I hope people are blown away by
him. I hope so too.
I hope,
okay,
I hope it's a Heath Ledger
The question
moment.
Was, who do you think And I can't say that I'm so insightful as to think. I'm like hopeful, but cautiously optimistic.
Sure. It's a gamble.
So the thing is, it's like, the question is, who do you think is going to impress the most? And I'm like, I think there's still a lot of Affleck haters out there. There's still people that are just like, how is Ben Affleck going to do this? And I think he's going to be great.
Ah, there's haters everywhere. What are you going to do?
But, yeah. And I hope Eisenberg's good, because I'm a big fan of his, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think Zombieland is so good. That movie is great.
Yeah, it is.
No
you
doubt.
Know, and he's good in some other stuff too. Yeah. Like I don't hate the guy as an actor. I just thought the choices that they chose to show us are interesting.
Well, we did say, remember he had a quote like months ago where he said he didn't necessarily base his character off of past Lex Luthor's.
Sure.
He decided to do it himself.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a risk.
Listen,
but, you know.
But here's the thing. I don't need it to be a past Lex. There've been so many different versions of
sure.
it. I just need it to be a three-dimensional character.
It's like, how can he do Hackman? You can't.
You can't, and that you would know? Be the wrong choice.
Right.
It's just got to be a real person that it can connect to in this ridiculous,
yep.
broad world.
Exactly. So,
Ms. Pestmacher!
We may have a question or two left, but let's get back to some stuff.
We'll come back to questions.
Okay.
Deadshot might be joining Batman in the solo film.
Surprise, Will Smith.
Now,
doesn't die in Suicide Squad.
I think I brought that news thing in. I don't want it to be wrong again that it was proved as debunked, because I apologize for the other one, but... They made a good thing. They said it's going to be a good, bad, and the ugly scenario
for the film. I'm excited for this. I kind of want to see this work out.
Because he's kind of wishy-washy in the comics, too. They've kind of... It was in the mid...
Number 23, Batman Arkham Knight. They teamed up.
Right, but it was in the mid-2000s. They did a four-issue story. It was the one that created this new version of his mask where his daughter was in, like, this ghetto-y area, mm-hmm. and he kind of went in to clean it up and kind of was seen as kind of
Batman
an
did or
no, Deadshot.
Okay.
So that was kind of with the daughter, because we've seen a lot of his daughter in this movie. There's the behind-the-scenes picture. He's walking with his daughter at Christmas time. So
there you go.
I have a kind of feeling that he's going to be, you know, playing both sides, and we're going to have a true villain.
Yeah,
the
it
ugly,
sounds like
the
that
ugly.
Kind of
He'll
thing.
Be the
exactly.
Ugly.
And he's the bad.
He's
so Deadshot's
the bad. Just bad.
Do you guys just not want it to happen at all, or do you think
I think it's great.
Anything?
This is a situation where I couldn't possibly say, like, it's not surprising. I think the fear that people are going to have is like, oh, well, Deadshot's really going to be a villain because he's Will Smith and he's going to be... So that's the dangerous area. So, yeah, you have to have that team up.
Big
but how
Killy
they
style.
Play it, yeah,
big Killy style. This
big
guy.
Killy style.
That's awesome. That's who he is from now on to me.
It's so weird to hear
Put
that
it this way.
Go ahead.
It doesn't excite me necessarily. It's a thing like, could be great. Could be terrible.
Okay.
I'm kind of in the middle about it right now. I'm excited for Deadshot. I'm excited for Suicide Squad.
I'm
kind of
cool if it's like Kevin Smith's original Superman Lives script.
Okay.
Where Deadshot was just in the beginning. It was like the prologue.
Oh, interesting.
Superman took care of him and that was it.
But that won't be Big Willy style.
Maybe. Getting Killy with it. Getting Killy with it.
So he gets him, knocks him up again, and puts him in Arkham, and we're on with the story. And maybe he's got to get him to help him out with something later, or he knows something. I think it's great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, could be interesting. No, it could be great. Listen,
we're building the universe. Let's go with
building
it.
Building the universe.
Zack Snyder tweeted some excitement. We have a couple different pictures. First one was, quote, getting excited for Star Wars, and then a picture of Affleck not looking excited.
That was
pretty
good.
Funny.
Did you see the little things? I think Zack Snyder did them himself. Those little like sort of memes or GIFs where you had the X-Wing fighters flying across. That was pretty cool.
It was a nice little jab at each other, showing that they're both excited for everyone's movies. As much as we as fans want to talk back and forth about this is better than that thing, but
bam, look at that.
These
face.
Guys, the filmmakers, they make these movies. They're fans too. They want. You know,
and listen, guys, it only makes people more excited for Batman v Superman. More people are going to come out to see The Force Awakens than we've seen before. So if people have a great experience and then they see Batman v Superman, they're going to be like, hey, that was so much fun.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the movies. You know, like, there's got to be that grand spectacle that makes you feel like, why are we going out to the movies? If I can see all these superhero characters on my TV in 15 shows, why do I need to go to the theater? And you have to make it grand and big, and it's got to feel epic.
I think that's a great thing with what Marvel does. They're epic characters in the movies,
mm-hmm.
and they keep those real kind of intimate, more personal characters on TV.
And you know what? It's like that in the comics, too. It's like when you have those small comics that just deal with the small world, but it's all part of the universal fabric.
And don't get me wrong. I would love a procedural detective, you know, hour every week Batman TV show. I would love it. But
budget. So, you know, you got budget, and you got this and that. And so, you know, it's got its place. And, you know,
we got another quote from Zack Snyder on Twitter. Quote, stay on target. And then, of course, a picture of Supes in the sky. So,
okay, so that, so those little the memes, they were associated with those tweets.
Yep. Yeah.
So it's stay on target, but if you play the YouTube clip of it, then it's got X-Wings flying past there. Mm. So that's actually, I don't think that was really a still. It's a little movie image. Okay. It's a GIF. Yeah, yeah. So he's floating up there, which we've seen. This woman's like on the top of her house. It's been flooded, and then she's painted the Kryptonian S.
Right.
And on my world, it's an S. Yeah. Sure. And then, like, the X-Wings fly by.
And yeah, because the Batman one was him staring at the suit, but then it was Vader.
It was Vader's suit in the case.
And his vault.
Yeah, did you see that?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, no, so it's really cool. So you know the shot where he's looking at the Batman costume in the case and it's empty? And they show Bruce Wayne looking at it and it's just the empty case from the trailer?
Yeah.
They did the same thing, but in this GIF, he looks at it and it's Darth Vader's costume.
Oh, son of a bitch, that's funny.
Yeah, yeah, so yeah, you definitely check that out.
Well done. Speaking of Deadshot, Suicide Squad synopsis. Possibly... All right, here we go. Let's make sure this is not from that same stupid website. Okay. No, this is from comicbookmovie.com. All right, so we could say this might be decent. Here we go. We're going to be getting four statues of the characters at some point next year, a month before the movies are released.
Statues?
Yeah, like little 12-inch figurines.
Okay.
Deadshot, Harley, Killer Croc, and Joker.
Oh, okay, okay.
And here's the thing, but this is a new synopsis, and if I may, Alexis, can you get me some epic trailer music?
Yeah,
like some really intense.
Yeah, I'll look it up.
Okay, let me know when you're ready, and I'm going to read the new synopsis for Suicide Squad.
Sure.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun. But these statues are going to be dope.
Oh, are they Hot Toys?
They might be Hot Toys.
I think they're DC Direct.
Okay.
Their line of stuff.
Oh, excellent.
But 12 inches. Yeah. That sounds weird. 12-inch statues.
That's what she said.
Sorry, 12-inch statues, guys.
This is PG-13 for sensuality. 12
inches. Oh, yeah, that commented some sensuality. 12 inches tall. Without Roxy here, it's really weird that I...
It's, now it's awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why you had to go there. Listen, Jared Leto's antics on Suicide Squad are exposed. That, I think, refers to the Howard Stern thing that I was talking about
with
last week when Ike Barinholtz was on there. And that, after we talked about it, it really got a lot of traction.
Yeah.
Because I'm a Howard Stern listener. And guys, while we're talking about Howard Stern, I want to remind you that if you go to howardstern.com and sign up for the Dark Knight 3 Master Race Contest, all you have to do is drop your email there and you will be eligible to win every single Dark Knight 3 cover and variant. Mm-hmm. 86 covers.
There's 86 of them?
Yes, there's like 47 artists, and then there's variants.
Jesus.
So they're doing this thing. Go to howardstern.com, who I'm a huge fan of.
Yeah.
And then they just announced that this week.
But
so
Ike Barinholtz
really
says he still didn't say who character is. He's like, I was number 10 on the call sheet, so he claims his character's not major. But I think we got that music, right, Alexis?
But he also said he can't say who he plays.
No, which is great. I don't want to know.
The music.
Here we go. Let me know when you're ready.
We know that it's got to be something, because if it really wasn't important, he'd be able to say.
Now, the Suicide Squad synopsis. It feels good to be bad. Assemble a team of the world's most dangerous incarcerated supervillains. Provide them with the most powerful arsenal at the government's disposal. And send them off on a mission to defeat an enigmatic, insuperable entity. U.S. intelligence officer Amanda Waller has determined only a secretly convened group of disparate, despicable individuals with next to nothing to lose will do. However, once they realize they weren't picked to succeed, but chosen for their patent culpability when they inevitably fail, will the Suicide Squad resolve to die trying, or decide it's every man and woman for himself?
What do you think, guys? Suicide Squad.
I think it's the PR company's puff piece that they have to put out for everyone. So I'm like, you know, it's not going to give away anything, but it's going to tell us stuff we already knew.
Yeah.
Those of us that watch this show and fans.
What I get from it
public,
is like,
Johnny moviegoer needs that.
They're sent on a mission, and then they find out that they're all patsies and that they could all die, and then they decide to form this Suicide Squad, and they band together.
Well, inside that group, we have to keep in mind that, they're all bad, but there will still be the good guy in that group that kind of is... And that's going to be the Will Smith character.
That's going to be the Will Smith character.
Who will help Rick Flag when this team goes ape shit crazy.
So it's, and to tie it in, so like some people, I think some will die. some will get put back in jail.
He's gone.
Yeah, mm-hmm. definitely
does. He's first one gone.
And, Deadshot gets away.
So what, some kind of Suicide Squad?
Yeah.
I just got to do that Will Smith impression.
Wow, Johnny.
I can't help it. They put it in the teaser.
I know.
What do you want me to do?
I think that movie's going to come. I think that's going to be the surprise one.
Hey, listen, that's better. That's a better naming of the team than the Fantastic Four naming of the team at the end of that movie.
This is fantastic.
What?
That's fantastic.
Like, that's good. Yeah. That's really good.
But
and there's four of us.
Movie.
But this synopsis reveals the enigmatic, insuperable entity that doesn't that tell us Enchantress is the.
That she's the one that goes off the rails?
I mean, we've never seen her in a picture.
Wait, read that part again, because I really didn't hear it. I was so entranced in your voice that I couldn't actually hear the text of it. So what does it say about
me? Here we go. Assemble a team.
No, just as a normal, just that one line. Sorry. I just want to hear that line.
Assemble a team of the world's most dangerous incarcerated supervillains, provide them with the most powerful arsenal at the government's disposal, and send them off on a mission to defeat an enigmatic, insuperable entity.
Because we have not seen the villain of the film. We don't know. They're the villains, so who is the villain they're going after?
I really think it's going to be Enchantress.
I hope it's just not some
you think the
nation
big
somewhere that's got their hands on
it. Is going to be Cara Delevingne.
I think it needs to be something
like
that.
It's a fair question.
I don't want it to be, this country's got its hands on a nuclear weapon and we need you to go behind enemy lines. We can't have the United States government go in. And,
right.
So here I hope
you
it's not that.
You don't want the
A-team. Exactly.
Maybe you could.
I hope it's something like her.
What do you guys think? I don't know because, I agree. Like looking at the trailer, it kind of looks like she's not part of the squad.
Right.
But then I'm just thinking, it's like, you have all those people, including that badass-looking Killer Croc.
And you got Katana
by the way,
in there?
That actor was also talking about the bonding that they were doing on set. He was talking how they built, like, the ping pong area.
Adewale.
I will not try to do that. I practice that.
How do you not bond when you send a massive rat
in
a box?
But we have not seen her in any of the group shots.
No, I don't think she's part of the squad. But what I'm saying is, do you really think that all those people are just going against Cara Delevingne? And I mean that as
but
much
she's
as a,
she, maybe she's got some kind of like Scarlet Witch, her powers are.
I'm not
ridiculous.
Even saying that she's not like super powerful. I just mean the power of the actress. No disrespect.
Okay, I got what you're saying.
It just doesn't feel like there's enough gravitas there.
Could
to
it
support.
Be? That's why the Joker is in the movie, is the wild card that really F's things up.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's got to play some kind of role.
See, and we don't keep forgetting him because he's not part of the squad.
To take a page out of Quasto's book, like, I would love it if like we're meant to believe that it is like Cara Delevingne, but it's really the Joker's. You know, listen, the opening scene of The Dark Knight.
Okay.
The bank robbing scene.
Yeah, right.
Kind of that on a massive scale, though. It's like Joker has played everything as the movie ends, we realize that the Joker has done everything according to his
plan. It's possible the opening of Suicide Squad could be that car chase, right?
With Batman, Batman throwing them in jail?
Yeah.
When he's on top of the car?
Yeah.
But she's Quinn already, unless we do flashbacks to her becoming
Quinn. Well, I think
Quinn.
There is going
to
be a lot of flashbacks.
Yeah, I think she's Quinn established already. They do flashbacks with her and Joker.
But I was going to say that it was going to be flashbacks as well. Like, I think it's going to be a flashback. Not at least for Quinn's.
And then people still think it's going to be, it still takes place between Man of Steel and
I wonder if it's
going to
be, I wonder if it's going to be, and this, I'm not saying the Joker is like Ozymandias from Watchmen, but what if it is some sort of Joker was behind the whole thing the whole time?
Like he sets her off somehow.
Yeah, I got to trust them that they're not just going to, because they've kind of been hinting at Enchantress. And they've been hinting at it. Hey, there's the face.
God.
They've been hinting at it. So that tells me that there's going to be something else when we sit down and actually watch it. We'll be like, oh, you guys.
Yeah.
And that's what I think is going to happen with BVS
as well. I will say I'm really, really, still really excited about Suicide Squad just of the energy of the cast. The way this cast talks
David
about
Ayer,
it.
His filmmaking, he's dark. Goes dark.
They really did bond making this film. And again, Adewale, I'm not going to mess up his name, Killer Croc, just talked about how when they were shooting this film, they did that. They had like the ping pong room and all this because they were trying to encourage the actors not to retreat to their trailers.
Casey Noweri says, I think Joker does something to Enchantress that makes her go 8X.
I think so too.
Yeah.
I would love that. I would love that.
I'm excited. I want to buy me some Suicide Squad
super
merch.
Super excited for it. Why is Hush on the screen over there?
Well, that's because Kevin Smith mentioned that he would, if he were to make his own Batman.
Yeah, I did not hear this story.
I did not
talk about it.
Give me the info and let you roll with it.
Please.
He talks a lot, that Kev Smith.
He sure does.
I like that guy.
Batman who loves Batman himself.
I love that guy.
This is my favorite Batman comic of all time.
Hush? It's pretty great.
Yeah.
He says what it would be about is a live adaptation to Frank Miller's Dark Knight Returns, directed by George Miller. Here's his quote. "Now, that is a great combination of material and filmmaker. The man can direct. Give the story of the old Batman to the 70-year-old director who made the amazing-looking Fury Road. No-brainer." That's what he said.
Yeah. I think that's a great idea, but I think after this film, we're never going to get a Dark Knight Returns movie.
I was just going to think that.
Yep, because same here.
Right, because all the pieces have been mined now. Really, really in every one has paid some homage to
this. And there's nothing wrong with that, because I think the only way Dark Knight Returns could have worked is if they take a playbook with Marvel and give us 10 years of history to build to a Dark Knight Returns. And I would love to see, don't get me wrong, I would love to see Michael Keaton come back and to do it. And just do a standalone film, but it's not going to happen.
He could pull it off. But
God. I totally agree. And I don't mind either because, again, it's my favorite comic. I don't need to see it turned into a film. No. But I do like the idea of what Snyder's done. It's basically saying, let's take some of the pieces of that.
And well, let's say this. The animated version that they did is phenomenal.
It's really good.
It's a four-hour movie that's perfect.
It's really good.
Have you had a chance to read Master Race yet?
No. No. I'm debating because I've got my stack. Do I want to wait till they're all out?
It is such a quick read. It's probably cool to have a few in the chamber.
Okay,
I would recommend.
I'm behind on my comics.
My goal is over the holiday. Over the holidays is when I do human things, and that's when I like.
It's Mikey Christmas time. I'm doing Christmas stuff. I'm shopping.
Well, that's true.
I'm going snow skiing
tonight. I leave tonight. I mean, Grant, I'll be running around back east, but like I at least try to get some time to do people stuff and read and you know.
Yeah. Can we do the one question before we go?
What?
Somebody talked about like.
We got about 3 to 5 minutes.
Oh,
the earliest. Wasn't there a question about like your earliest memory of like or your favorite childhood DC movie?
There was.
Experience.
I don't remember.
Maybe.
I saw one. It's like,
go ahead. I don't know where.
So, yeah. So, I apologize whoever asked the question. It's like, what's your earliest like memory
of DC stuff?
Yeah. Or a movie or...
Oh, for me? Oh, you know what?
Just kind of sentimental to kind of bring it into the family thing.
Mine. It terrified me. Okay. I was a little kid. It was Superman 3.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Do you remember that scene where the woman falls back into...
Oh, and the ropes all... The metal over her face
Dude,
I hid behind my dad's Barco lounger and cried my balls off because that thing scared me so bad.
For me, it was... I grew up with the Super Friends cartoon, and I loved watching that cartoon. I had my Batman underoos, but I remember I wanted my mom to make me Wonder Woman bracers and the lasso, so I had like yellow iron lasso.
You were so evolved, even as a kid, man.
Oh, my
That's
God.
Really cool.
I'll throw it up on Twitter, the picture of me and my Batman underoos, and I'm just like, yeah, my brother has Captain America. But for me, those Super Friends formed my childhood, those cartoons. Yeah.
And also the Batman cartoon, for sure. I remember watching that as a kid.
I was old enough to appreciate it.
Yeah, me too.
But I was high school almost at that point, so I was like...
Alexis, what's yours?
Oh, man.
Earliest DC memory.
Or not even earliest, like favorite from the youthful childhood.
Yeah,
something that made you feel warm and fuzzy.
Oh, man, so many things. I don't know about warm and fuzzy, but I know that the one thing...
Or scary.
The first DC thing I ever saw was my grandfather's collection of all of his DC comics from back in the... 50s and 60s, and he still has it to this day. I don't know exactly what's in the collection, but there's a lot. The first movie I ever saw was the Helen Slater Supergirl movie back from the 70s.
1984,
or 80s, I'm sorry, yes, in the 80s, and oh my gosh, that movie is one of my favorites. It still holds up to...
Peter O'Toole.
Yeah, oh my gosh. But yeah, the scariest part for that movie for me as a kid was when she was stuck in the, was it the Phantom Zone?
Yeah.
And she's like, and I just like, every time I saw like a piece of glass, I was like, I'm gonna get trapped in there. And then growing up, it was always the Justice League Unlimited, the Batman animated series, Superman animated series. Like I was
so big on that cartoon, and it's
great because when I went to college, I was friends with a lot of animators, and that's where we all kind of banded together was watching those every night. At our dorm, and so we would go through, and I have all the episodes. Okay. So
I have a question for you, Alexis. Chat Roll wanted to know, have you gotten the tattoo yet?
No, okay. I have not. That's going to happen during break. I'm going to
what
be...
What was the tattoo?
So we decided, because you guys were here, I decided to go with the diamonds. That is what I decided to do, and it's going to be on my right arm here, and I'm going to do that probably for the new year as like a break-in for like the new me for 2016.
Awesome.
So I'm going to be back east until the 4th. I'm going to be in Philly if anyone's out there.
Hey, what up, girl?
Yeah, yeah.
You and know I'll be there.
For yeah, the exactly. Steak. And I know I'm going to have my first one. I'm so excited. So I'm going to be out there. So whenever I find an artist, either I'm going to do it when I get back or I'm going to do it out there. You, and I'll keep everyone updated.
If you do when you get back, let us know and maybe we could like
I'm going to figure something out. I thought it'd be really – we talked – you and I talked about it, Johnny, of having somebody actually sitting in the room and seeing if we can do that. But I think that might be too crazy. So yeah. We'll see. We'll figure it out.
All right, cool. Yeah. At least take a video and we can tweet it out and stuff.
No, no. I will – my friend is going – my best friend's coming with me and she has a bunch of tattoos. So she will be there to watch.
Okay, we're off on a tattoo tangent. I wanted to tell my childhood
memory. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Go
ahead,
for God's sake, you've killed the movie.
I'm sorry.
Stop talking about scarring her flesh.
We need the ladies. We need the ladies. The
guys,
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Gertler, I wish I had the balls for having a tattoo.
I can't do tattoos.
Gertler humbug over here.
I'm a big baby when it comes to
go, Adam, go.
One memory, and she's like going on and on and on. And it's like, and then when I was 14 years old, I once saw a Joker plaque. And I mean, it's like, hello.
Look.
You know what I'm saying here?
Well, first off, explain that.
No explanation necessary.
Well, what the hell is that? I mean, the 80s here.
Yeah.
I mean,
did you just rob Billy Idol before coming
in? I did. I robbed the cradle. I robbed the cradle.
What happened? I'm
cradling all the
what are you doing with my rust, Mike?
Anyway, go ahead.
Listen, memory. So my childhood memory, I remember
do you want some
driving,
soft music?
Driving into the city my mother, and she did not like to drive into New York City. Meeting my dad, who was working, and I remember wearing his suit and we pulled up to a theater and like movies then, like there was a lot more majesty to it. The theaters, it was much bigger deal. And I remember like the big cardboard thing out in front of the theater and the movie was Superman 2.
Oh.
And, oh God, what was that? Like 80, 82? Like, was that 80? So I was really young, but I remember that's like one of not only just my earliest DC memory, it's one of my earliest memories. Mm. And I still love that movie. I still love the Chris Reeve movies, and like that was it. I've loved superheroes and comics since as long as I can remember, and it's amazing that I'm 38 years old and I still love this stuff.
And
it's
look
ridiculous.
At us.
Ridiculous.
People are actually watching and listening to us now.
Ridiculous.
It's a crazy world.
What forms you as a kid? So people, we talked a little while ago about what, you know, why I relate to Batman. I was like, why? Because you're a white guy. And I was like, it wasn't that. It was like, he formed my childhood. It's like, people had sports idols and, you know, and that. And
that yeah, I never had that
I
either.
I never had that.
Yeah.
I had Batman. And
yeah.
But it's great because sports idols fall off. They get into drugs. They do this, they do that.
It's true. They're imperfect morality.
Yeah. And Batman.
Well, my sports,
no, of course not.
My sports idol is still a hero to many. Charles Barkley.
But they're human.
Right.
And they can have human...
As a kid, you don't understand that he's not real, so it's like, that's who we see and we want to be. So
the
like,
heroes in this mythology have somewhat of an absolute morality.
Yeah.
Even if they're flawed people, even if they're written as anti-heroes, there is a perfect morality there that you can relate to, especially Superman as depicted at that time.
As a kid.
Where he was all like, very God. Good and it was like bumbling Chris Reeve as Clark Kent. You know, I do really like that, you know?
Yeah.
That's not to say I can't be down with the new Superman and the real.
Oh, and you enjoy the Cavill.
I enjoy the Cavill.
Down. I just wish more people
had. Speaking of which, we got to start. We're only 3 months out. We got to start game planning how we can get to a screening.
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe Popcorn Talk can help
tickets
us.
I should get 2 tickets because I went to the trailer premiere.
Me too.
And they gave us the 2 tickets.
Is it going to be 2?
I thought we get 2.
So then we're covered. We get to see it a week early. I don't know if that's a press screening or what. That's what they said.
I think it's going to be one of those ones where they handed out 1,000 tickets for a 500-seat theater. I don't know.
Better not be.
Well, we need 4.
Come on, don't they know who we are?
I think we got 4.
I think
we're going to get there.
We got to find a way. I mean, I'm not saying we have to
see
like
a week early. They said
I'm not saying we have to wear tuxes like the schmoes did at Star Wars. But I'm saying that with the four of us,
I wear my damn bat suit. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, the four of us need to like go to something ahead of time.
Yeah.
After all the work we've put
we'll
in,
we'll figure it out.
Year plus.
My connections at WB.
We'll get there.
Make it happen.
I'll make it happen.
So that said, that's pretty much... Oh, also, last thing. WB Games Montreal is hiring 11 new employees, and we mentioned a couple weeks ago they're working on 2 brand new projects.
They haven't said what it is. Rumor is it's a prequel, because it's Montreal doing it. It's a story after Origins before Asylum.
Okay.
So it's in that time frame, which we don't know much about.
Yeah.
Oh, but it would be in that style of game?
Because, it's going to be in the Arkham... We don't know.
Are these going to be for, like, systems, or are these, like, more...
Well, is it Telltale? They're doing something, but that's more like The Walking Dead, where it's online.
Those are online.
I don't know what... The Montreal studio, the rumor is it's in the Origins vein. Arkham Origins, the Arkham world.
But they also said they want to expand that DC world.
Yeah, so we don't know.
So I would like to see the next round of Batman games reflect the movies and be more of a shared universe.
It's tough to, top Arkham Knight, I know.
Like, because you don't need to go back there. You've done so many of that kind of film. Like, let's see the shared world now.
Yeah, okay.
You know, that's what I would like to see. And I know everybody's going to see Star Wars this weekend, tonight, tomorrow, the next day. Yeah. So, enjoy it, everyone. Merry Christmas to everybody celebrating that.
If you go see it, kind of don't point anything. I know we got great fans, but there are a lot of people. I guess someone's already posting memes that are spoiling the movie, and he's throwing it. Like, someone will be watching our comment thread, and he'll just put the picture in there. So people aren't even watching Star Wars. So just be careful, guys, and also just be respectful. Come on, let us enjoy.
It only takes one bad person.
This, talk about with this little thing right here to ruin everything.
Yep. I'm keeping myself out of it until I see it.
I got 24 hours to go.
Happy New Year, everyone. We'll see you next year.
We're not done yet.
Yeah, I want to say. Oh.
Well, at DC Movies SK on Twitter.
Yeah.
Facebook.com/DC Movies SK. Mikey, go.
Yeah, real quick. Shout out to some guys. I know last week I talked a little bit, rough a little feathers talking about the action figure thing with people. Uh-huh. But some people in the comments, they contacted me personally, and we got into these great discussions. And it wasn't like, oh, you made a racist comment. It was like, hey, this is why I feel this way because this.
Oh,
and
I saw some.
So
of that.
Andre Simpson, Mark Watkins, and Justin David 0823. You guys, that made my week because we had these rational discussions. It was fans talking, and they opened my eyes.
I saw people got very excited. I think that's okay, man. I think really cool.
It's
that
fantastic
you...
to do. So thanks for reaching out to me, guys. I appreciate it. I love it. You're not offending me. And I'm not going to get upset at it. So I love it. At Mike Kalinowski on Twitter.
At Mike Kalinowski.
At Adam Gertler.
At Jay Quasto. If you're on the East Coast, I got shows in Philadelphia this Saturday, December 19th. And then Wednesday, the 23rd in Bethlehem. Hit me up on social media. It's going to be such a fun time.
Grab a hoagie and go see Johnny Quasto.
Get a hoagie, see
and
some
I
jokes.
I hope these movies are going to be good.
Hoagie. Water and hoagie.
They're fighting now?
It's the hardest accent to do.
How are they fighting?
The Philly accent?
I'm not going to watch.
Wait, that's not a Philly accent.
No, I'm not doing Philly. I'm doing Johnny Moviegoer.
Oh, giant movie.
Philly accent, I don't even know.
Hoagie, hey, it's look. Like this. It's this Midwestern kind of, you know, water. They say water.
Yeah, they say water. They say going down the shore. But going like, you shore. Sound almost like a surfer. Sure.
And that Jean. Yeah, no, I can't do it. It's really hard
That's
to do.
Okay.
Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year!
Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah.
At A Torres 890. Happy holidays. Happy all whatever happy you're holidays. Celebrating. Happy 2016, guys. We're going to see you. Thank you so much for being part of the squad. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. It's
Did
been
you
a
call
great year.
The squad,
some kind of Suicide Squad. Some, all
God,
right, no. Take us out of here.
Bye bye.
Phil Svitek, Christian Harloff, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network. We would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.